This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Radiophone.
Radiophone is here.
Radiophone.
Get on the phone and join now. Remember to join Joy 94.9
for 2015 Radiophone.
Radiophone. Sounds like one of the most exciting things ever.
Oh, here's the thing. Remember to join Joy and keep Sci-Fi and Squeam on air.
Well, that's a good reason for wanting to join Joy. But Sonia, can I ask you a question? What makes Joy so special and why should I support it?
If you join Joy, there'll be more horror every week.
Every week, more horror if you join Joy.
Keep your Sci-Fi and Squeam on air. And more horror. So don't forget. Join.
Your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9. Here we are in the studio. It is 1 minute past 11. That is perfect as far as I'm concerned. And it's 10.0 degrees. It is the top degree of what it's to be in a degree for today. That's the weather in Melbourne. That's all you're going to hear about weather from me right now. But it is Radiophone. Remember to renew. Remember to rejoin. Remember to recruit. Recruit, that's the word. Or convert people to the way of Joy. That's fair enough. You can do that by phoning 1300-JOY-949. Or you can go online into the interweb world and go to joy.org.au. It's very, very easy to do. Easy peasy. I have someone fabulous in the audience, I was going to say, or should I say, in our little studio here in Melbourne town. And he's come all this way from wherever he's come from this morning, up the escalator or up the lift, I should say, here to the Joy Studios. And it's Dean Rankin. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yay. And we've got you here because, of course, you're responsible for a lot of things. Mm. One of them is actually the Joy Flying Unicorn, the mascot. That was for the summer of Joy, but, you know, it can be any year round, really. So, yeah, thank you for doing that.
No worries. It was lots of fun to do. I like to support Joy when I can, and any excuse to draw a unicorn with its sort of body pieces sliced up like it's a piece of meat,
yes,
is always well, worthwhile.
Yes, they have got surprise, yeah. I suppose, as they fly with the smallest wings I've ever seen. Now, if you haven't seen the flying unicorn, it's very special to us. It's online. You can go to the Joy website, of course, joy.org.au, and all you have to do is, type in Summer of Joy and the Joy Flying Unicorn, and you should find it there. But the thing is, Dean is very well known in the world of cartoons and comics and fans of cartoons, particularly The Simpsons or Futurama. So tell us a little bit about that and what you do there.
So I work for Simpsons Comics. I worked for Futurama Comics before, in the middle of doing some stuff for Simpsons Comics right now, and also a book as well, which was really exciting. So
a book of
It's a new book coming out. It's a new book coming out with them. So I'm doing a few pages in that as well. It was, you know, just by happenstance, really, that I've drawn comics for a long time, and I was able to score working for Simpsons Comics, and that's been it's opened up all these doors for me. I get to get interviewed on the radio, so it's really nice. And I think so. Yeah, I'm the only Australian to ever work for Bongo Comics.
Yeah, that's Bongo, not Boingo.
Bongo.
Bongo, and amazing. Obviously, you were a fan originally, were you, of the Simpsons?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that I always thought that they were sort of a big influence on me, but once you start actually trying to draw Bart, for instance, you find it's actually a lot trickier, because I think it's just they're such well-known characters that you can tell when it's wrong. So I can spend quite a lot of time trying to get it right.
So is that a big, I mean, the pressure's there to, you know, keep that standard? It's a specific looking character.
It is, and like, yeah, and it's kind of like I freak out if they don't contact me. When they do contact me, then I freak out because I want to do a good job, and then I freak out if they don't contact me again. So it's a hodgepodge of stress and emotion, but it's such a privilege to I just think it's such a privilege to work on those characters. Like yesterday I was drawing Troy McClure when he was the Planet of the Apes
Oh, I love that
one. Yeah, I love that one too. So it was like, what a privilege, what a great thing to be able to do. It just, makes me very happy.
Now, do you get to keep copies yourself? I mean, you're doing this digitally, I take it.
Yeah, I tend to sort of just pencil on photocopy paper and then ink in colour digitally.
Okay.
So I've got some floating around, but I didn't sell them or anything like that.
No, of course not. Mm. So just to declare that, of course. Nothing illegal happens. So Dean, look, how long have you been actually you're doing that for Bongo?
I'm trying to. I always say it's like 5 years or something, but it could be longer. I'm not sure. I really need to sort of ascertain exactly how long it was.
Yes.
It just turned out that I just started sending comics into them, like stories, to see if they would, use them, and they started using them.
Mm.
So it's not the only thing I do, but it's certainly the most high profile thing I've done. Like, I've been drawing comics for years and years and years, and it's the only one anyone's ever heard of,
I know, and we're exploiting that right now. No, it's good because you are such a great advocate for the station and for Joy, and of course for Sci-Fi and Scream. When you first came on, I went, oh my God, listen to that voice. You have got an awesome radio voice.
I'm a bit cold. I've got a bit of a cold, so it may not be great.
It's not as good as it usually is.
not as smooth.
Not as smooth and milky and warm and soft. So you do other things, and that's including winning prestigious awards.
I did. I won a prestigious award. I drew another comic called Itty Bitty Bunnies in Rainbow Pixie Candyland.
Of course you did.
And that's for grown-ups, and it's about two naked drug-using bunny rabbits exploring a fantasy world, and it's pretty out there. And I won a Silver Ledger Award. So the Ledger Awards is for to recognise excellence in Australian comics. I was so excited to win. I've always I try to keep my geek undercover. Try to be cool on the outside.
That's why you're wearing a Millennium Falcon.
Right now. But suddenly something really cool happens, and I was just so excited. And I wasn't cool. I wasn't cool, Sonia. I wasn't cool at all.
You did the. What do they call it? The fist punch into the air.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And you knocked the microphone.
I knocked the microphone.
Which I heard because I was recording it, and I went, he knocked the microphone.
I'm doing a little dance. I look back, but
It was good.
It was just so nice. I didn't even realise how excited I would be about winning something like that. But to be sort of recognised, you put a lot of work into what you do. It's kind of nice to get that kind of feedback.
Yeah.
Other people think that you've done a good
job. Because it's feedback. At the end of the day, it's not so much about, hey, look at me, I'm a big star, which is what you were doing later on.
There is a little bit of that.
But it's about being respected, I guess, acknowledged, and just knowing that people pay attention, because you're a visual artist, it's important in that medium. You're not doing it to hide it away in a closet. You're doing it to express and see if people like it.
Absolutely.
Or not.
That's right. In some ways, I think in any of the sort of the arts, you're putting yourself on the line. You're putting yourself you're personally out there.
Mm.
And, you can get negative and positive feedback. And it's just, I don't know, it was really nice to get that kind of validation.
Yeah, it was cool. And we all applauded, and it was...
It was great.
And then, of course, coming up, you're doing even more stuff, more conventions.
So I do a lot of conventions. So at the conventions, I draw people like they're a Simpsons character, or I put their heads in jars like Futurama, and that's a lot of fun. It's almost like I think it's akin to almost like performance art. People really get a kick out of just watching something appear on the blank page. I really like that. It's very different than what I normally do. And so I've been very busy at conventions, and I've got other conventions coming up. And in Melbourne, I've got Oz Comic Con coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
No.
But popular culture's building and building. Have you noticed that? Do you think there's more people that are into it?
I think so.
In Australia, in any case?
I think so. I think things like the sort of the Marvel movies and stuff like that have kind of opened up sort of geek culture to a wider kind of audience. Mm. But I do love a convention. They're a lot of fun, and
cosplay is awesome.
I know that the first con I sort of ever went to, I was like, oh my God, look, these are my people.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? I thought I was alone in this, this obsession with pop culture, So it was really nice. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, excellent. And, of course, today is, all week we've been doing Radiothon. Remember to join Joy. Mm. So why do you think it's important for people to join Joy, and why do you think why do you think we should have joy? I'm just throwing it at you
there.
Yeah,
look, I just think it's so cool to have, like, you know, a sort of a specific radio station for gay culture in Melbourne and be able to, you know, to, I guess, you know what? It's kind of like, this might be a bit philosophical for this time in the morning, but kind of like you were saying about the conventions that go, you know what, that people, sometimes they can feel on their own, and to be able to go, oh, you know, I'm not the only one.
Mm.
You know that there's a lot of people out there who are experiencing the same stuff I am, and I can feel connected to those. That's really important.
Yeah, you're not alone, you know.
Yeah.
Out in space or in a convention or a joy, you're not alone when you scream. Joy! Well, scream remember, because we want people to join. It's important to keep us going, and so we can do that sort of stuff and be representing you out there, you the listener. So just go online, just clickety-click, joy.org.au, become a member now. Look, it's great to have you on, certainly,
thanks.
Once again, coming into the studio. You've worn a couple of T-shirts already.
Yep.
We hope to see those pictures up on Facebook. And
they're
hope
impressive.
It. Yeah, they are. Yeah. You had your blue steel look.
Yes,
did
yes.
You?
I was working it. Working it.
Look into the camera and say blue steel, or say Dean Rankin. Thank you so much for coming on to Joy today, Dean.
Thanks again for having me. I love it.
We love the unicorn. Animated. Sorry, animation.
Yeah,
do you?
Yeah,
do
I know.
No?
It's too much work.
It is hard.
Gotta keep, drawing all the time, you know.
I know. You're not a machine.
I'm not a machine.
Not yet. All right. Thanks so much for joining us again there, Dean Rankin, for Joy 94.9. Remember to join 1300-JOY-949 on air as well. You can go online, I should say, joy.org.au, and become a Joy member. Stay with us here on Second Breakfast. We'll take you through to your first lunch on Joy. Nerds, gay nerds, lesbo geeks, and much more. The Gay Zombie Unicorns presents
Queer Geeks of Oz
2015.
Only in Melbourne
at Oz Comic Con 2015. Queer Geeks of Oz.
Oz Comic Con.
Queer Geeks of Oz brings you
some nerdy behaviour of the queer bent and super gay kind.
Queer Geeks of Oz.
At Oz Comic Con 2015.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.